Hey, everybody. It's Lower Wacker Live, July 17, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman with you for the next 12 to 14 minutes. It's usually what we're timing out at. I love it. All right, ready to rock? Oh, man, it's going to get hot here. Are you ready, Pete? I was just thinking in my head, they always say now, this because I just watched this documentary, The Cook Survival by Zip Code, which I'm going to talk to. I'm doing like a helter skelter schedule for the next couple days where I'm doing Cochran Show in the morning, Extension 720, then back to Cochran Show on Friday. I'm having the people from Cook Survival by Zip Code, the documentary on, and they talked about all of the plans that are in place after the Chicago heat wave of 1995, what the mayor's task force and everybody did. And one of them, which is just to get on TV and tell us to check out old people. That's it. Like, that's what they... if you remember daily.
Like, hey, you know, it's my fault you don't want to check. Go check on grandma and grandpa. Go check on mom and dad.
I remember that because I saw it today in the newspaper of someone from the city saying, make sure you check on your elderly neighbors. And I remember in 1995, living in Lincoln Square, and we had an elderly neighbor. His name was Heine. And he was probably in his 90s, but he was a German. He's not German-American. He was German because he fought in World War II on the German side. Yeah, he was living in the building there. And so we're like, you know, these young kids. I was probably like barely 21, not even 21, 20 years old. And I'm like, we gonna just go check on Heine. So we went out to the back, and then he had his door open in the back, and we kind of peered in, and I'm like, knocked on the door, and I'm like, hey, Heine, it's Justin from next door. How you doing? And he was sitting in his in the living room or in the kitchen or whatever it was. He had a white T-shirt on, like an undershirt, and no pants. Just bait and tackle of a 90-year-old man, and he could give two thoughts about it. Literally two thoughts, I think. I didn't look that close, but there's a lot going on. So remember that if you do check in on your elderly neighbors, they have the right to not have pants on. That's my PSA. So if I were following Lori Lightfoot, if the mayor's even here, I think she might be in New York. You know, it's hot. She's got to go to New York City. I would say check on your elderly neighbors, and please do not judge them for not wearing pants. All right, here are the headlines. Hey, Glenn Frey told us. He tried to warn us, but the heat is on. Excessive heat for the next 2 days. Temps will hit 100 or so. Warming centers have become cooling centers. The 911 center officials will hold press conferences in casual wear, but instead of wearing their college sweatshirts, maybe a light polo with some pleated khakis. That was the best part about that documentary, watching all the guys like wearing the pleated khakis. That's a cool khaki. A very, you know, just a breathable khaki. That's what they're wearing, a breathable khaki. The heat in Chicago is no joke. 700-plus people died in Chicago when the temperatures went up to 105 in July of 1995. That was not a long heat wave. It was something like 2 or 3 days, just like this week. So, like I said, check on those naked, half-naked elderly residents. And if you're a criminal, take a weekend break. Let people come outside and or open their windows for a change, right? When it gets back to the mid-80s, you can go back to being a gangbanger. Is that cool? Are we cool? That should be the plan for Chicago. No crime. Let the old lady who lives in the crime-ridden neighborhood put her window up, for God's sake, without fear of you coming in and trying to steal her Nintendo or whatever she's holding dear to her heart. Her fake plastic flowers. Old ladies like that, right? Yeah. Okay. Mayor Lightfoot was named to the Badass 50 by InStyle magazine, so we've got that going for us, which is nice. You know what's not badass? The 5 locations the mayor announced for a possible Chicago casino. Lots of south and west side locations. The only one remotely close to downtown is the former Michael Reese Hospital site, which is at 31st and Cottage Grove. So the idea of putting the first ever Chicago casino in a tourist area looks to be a non-starter. So the Chicago casino will just be an extra tax for people of color, which was the fear from the get-go, right? You put the casino in poorer areas and it'll create few jobs, but the money coming in will be from local residents who can't afford to be splitting eights or doubling down in the first place. Not a very progressive approach, Ms. Mayor. Wonder how Illinois' delegation is doing in Washington these days? 4 Illinois Republican House members have not stepped out on the president. They're saying this is dirty Democratic politics. Meh, okay. I guess so. That's the defense. To call out the president for being racist on Twitter is a dirty Democrat politics. Don't get me wrong. Democrats are dirty. but I don't know if this is the case. And Democrat Congressman Chuy Garcia got into a verbal spat at a hearing with the former head of ICE. Do you see this? Garcia told Tom Homan that he was a racist and didn't care about kids. And Homan responded that he came close to getting up and giving Chuy a beating. I'm not making it up. The actual line was, I was actually thinking about getting up and throwing that man a beating right there in the middle of the room. I had enough. He sounds nice. Who says that? Have you ever said in your life, I'm going to throw someone a beating? I'm going to throw him a beating. That's got to be a specific kind of person, right? Who says that? Is that law enforcement? I'm going to throw him a beating? Is that South? Is that East Coast? Like Jersey Roughnecks? Who says I'm going to throw him a beating? It's not a Midwest thing. It's not a Chicago thing. So I'd like to know. If you know, let us know. Just email us. Throw him a beating. Oh, that's Albuquerque. Yeah, something. I've never... This is a weird way to... So throw him a beating. Well, you're in chambers, but okay. We're trying not to take the obvious away from the fact that you're the head of ICE and Chuy Garcia is a Latino, and you said, I almost beat that guy. Again. Okay, he's a congressman. If you were thinking about swimming in the Chicago River, you're going to have to wait till next year. The people who are in charge of making sure people don't die of waterborne illnesses says so. Actually, there was one guy who wanted to do like an open swim, and he just couldn't get the permits together. Like, oh, you want a permit for what? I'd love to be in the permit office for that. You said what now? Where? Oh, no. So for all of you that went out and got much Old Navy, got new trunks, maybe a new bikini. So you're getting ready to jump off the pier right next to that scrap metal plant off Armitage? You have to wait till next year. Naperville, in an effort to stay on brand, has decided to not allow the sale of recreational marijuana once it becomes legal in January 1st. No bud tenders allowed in Naperville. They want to stay family friendly, and they believe weed shops will tarnish that Lily White, family friendly reputation. So Downers Grove, Aurora, Plainfield, I take that cue, right? Add as many stores as you can because every single soccer mom from Naperville is going to be hustling up and down Butterfield Road, dropping off kids at practice, then speeding to your town to buy a quarter ounce, some pot brownies. All in a day's work. All in a day's work. The Face app that's sweeping the nation is turning out to be questionable. What? A free app that scans your face and shows what you look like when you're older may not be on the up and up. What? The best argument I've read so far is the app is collecting your bio data and in theory could turn your older selfie into its own independent creation, selling your face and information to third parties who will put it in advertising, political campaigns, and other non-representative ventures. Yeah. But you know what? We all know that. We just don't care. We want to see what our goatee is going to look like in the future. That's worth the sacrifice. In sports, the Cubs are playing today. Probably not going to be done by recording time. Right now, Cubs winning 4-0 late. Yu Darvish mowing him down. I think he went 7 innings today, shutout ball. How about that? If he gets the win, if the bullpen doesn't implode, it'll be the first time Yu Darvish has won at Wrigley Field. How about that? He's had a couple good starts here now. Couple starts in a row for the multimillionaire. Good. How about Kyle Schwarber last night? Telling you, don't sleep on the Schwarbs. He hit another homer, this time a walk-off to give another victory. So if they get this one today, they're going to be 2.5 up on the Brewers, quite possibly 4 on the Cardinals, although I think the Cardinals won. And it would open up a 7.5 game lead on the Cincinnati Reds. Nice. Nice way to start the second half. The White Sox, on the other hand, they've lost 5 in a row. Last night, Dylan Cease looked nothing like the ace we were promised in an awful outing, giving up 6 runs, 4 unearned, but really. The Sox lost 11-0. So two questionable outings for the rookie now. This game wasn't even close. And then to add insult to injury, an outfield collision hurts Eloy Jimenez. He hits the IL today with ulnar nerve contusion. Yeah. Just take two a leave. Who's got an ulnar nerve contusion? That sounds like something that a pro-profit hospital would tell you you have. You know what? You have an ulnar contusion. So it's just going to be the best way to treat that is expensive. I mean, medicine. So just like that, the outfield will be listed as Ryan Cordell, Charlie Tilson, and John Jay. That's a starting outfield in Major League Baseball. Can things get any worse for the Sox in the second half? No wins yet. Aloy's hurt. Zach Collins got sent down. Cease and Giolito are ineffective, and they've been outscored 37-7. But hey, Ricky's boys don't quit. So let's see what you got. Now's the time to show us. Awesome story. The first robot umpire was implemented in a minor league game this week, and the coach of the High Point Rockers was ejected for arguing balls and strikes. And then the pitching coach was tossed too. You know who the pitching coach was? Frank Viola. The real Frank Viola from the Minnesota Twins is the pitching coach for the High Point Rockers, wherever that's at. He's not even a manager. He's a pitching coach. How does a Hall of Famer? He's a Hall of Famer, isn't he? Or close to it? If he's not a Hall of Famer, I remember his baseball card when you went into back to the stats. You get to the point where they had to make the stats really small because they'd played a long time. So I feel like he'd been around the league. He'd be a definite candidate for a Hall of Fame pitcher. But anyway, how great is it that they just, the rage of everybody playing in that game because the robot was giving him the corner is so good. So good. And finally, 9 days till Bears training camp. Interesting. I didn't realize that Cody Whitehair is moving from center to guard, switching spots with James Daniels, who was a center turned guard. I hope that's for the benefit of making the line stronger, not because Whitehair's contract's up next year and guards get paid less than centers. The McCaskies wouldn't do that, right? Right? Right. Slower Lacker the Wacker live for July 17th, Beats by West Restless. If you want to give us your beats, that sounded creepy. P. Zimmerman at WGNRadio.com. Back tomorrow. Although, you know what? Maybe not tomorrow. We'll have to see. Because I'm hosting Cochrane and coming back and doing the extension 720 and then Cochrane again the next morning. So I'm not sure where there would be time for it because I need to get my beauty sleep. This goatee is not going to rest itself. Nah, we'll figure it out.